Peace, 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 everybody. This is Mama Serene Blue 7, back again, season 4, episode 2 on the podcast. So some reoccurring topics, of course, that I happen to see a lot, that I definitely want to speak my perspective on, my experience with, and that would be psychosis. Along my spiritual journey, along in my conscious awakening, and I just want to specify that those are two different things, okay? Because a lot of us come into this realm of consciousness and we go through a woke phase, right? Some people fortunately skip like going through that woke phase, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Some of us skip like that woke phase and go straight into spirituality, which is a lot of times I wish I would have done that. That would have saved me a lot of years and time, but I do understand the discipline that it gave me to like read into things, research things, and my experience with like psychosis, I definitely experienced it in my earlier stages of my awakening or coming into my levels of consciousness. And with that being said, one of the major things years ago when I was dealing with psychosis in my journey was thinking like being vegan was going to be the end all be all. Like it was going to cure everything and I was not going to have no issues. That was a big one. And don't get me wrong, like being vegan for a couple years and then sliding into vegetarian and then going into pescatarian, and you know, now I'm pretty much balanced. I really don't eat pork too often. I ain't knocking pork. I just happen to know, as far as those of color, especially black people, however you want to identify us as, pork really takes a long time to digest in our bodies, right? So any other type of meat, like beef and chicken and stuff, those time frames of digestion are easier on our body versus pork. So pork just happens to be the last thing. But don't get me wrong, if it come down between me and a cow to live, I'm going to eat that motherfucking cow. Okay. So I also had thought, like I said, that being vegan was going to be the cure all be all. And it wasn't. Like, it really helped me to lose weight. But when I tell you, being vegan and my body, you know, in and out of a postpartum phase, being pregnant 4 times, it really had an effect on my teeth. Okay, so I was noticing that I was looking the best that I ever looked. You know what I'm saying? Like slimmed down to a size 10, 12. And I was, ooh, thought I was Miss Hot Cupcake out here. And now, boo-boo, like my teeth was going through it. I'm talking about like teeth pain, because you all, like, if some people do not know, like, you can experience pregnancy and you can lose teeth behind your pregnancy, because the pregnancy and the baby in the womb will be taking all your nutrients, and for whatever reason it comes after your teeth. Like, your teeth can rot out and everything. So that is one experience that I had. Another experience that I have in regards, like, I thought that being vegan was going to help alter my mental, like I thought it was going to take away anxiety. Like, I thought not only my mental, I thought that it was going to be the cure-all be-all to my kids being neurodivergent, being autistic. Hell no. And years ago, I was in a consciousness group and it was another mom trying to tell me the same thing. And when I tell you, I battled and debated this lady. And looking back now, I owe that woman a big apology. Saying I'm sorry, because that couldn't be furthest from the fucking truth. Because when I tell y'all, like, I detoxed my kids, I gave them supplements, but they are so smart. They are so smart that they know, like, when you mixing stuff in their food, they know when you trying to give them medicine, they will duck and dodge. They was, like, throwing this stuff back at me, like, Mom, we do not want that ish. Like, Mom, who you think you fooling? And I really thought that, like, it was going to make my kids more acceptable if I could just take away the fact that they are neurodivergent and autism. And that can be furthest from the fucking lie. And when I tell you that once I looked into metaphysics, as far as like getting to the root, not just the physical root of why people have certain diseases. Once I looked into the metaphysical root of diseases, and I looked up and saw that autism metaphysically has a root of a parent's obsession with having a perfect child and how that runs in the bloodline. It was like, as soon as I read that years ago and I pulled like every supplement, like I literally stopped them from doing every supplement. I stopped doing certain diet restrictions on things. And when I tell you, I saw the change in my children. Like when I say I'm not the perfect mom, I still beat myself up for even thinking that me altering their diet was going to just wipe the slate clean with them being autistic, aka neurodivergent. Even with me, I really thought that, like, me having ADHD, like, this diet was gonna just be the cure all be all and it was gonna take that away. Hell no. That's y'all. Now I see why some people say this spiritual stuff is a trend, but there are, like, this is why I always say, like, I could tell you exactly what you need to do, and I could tell someone how deep in to go, or if I don't have all the answers, I could tell them how to research it and lead them down a rabbit hole. But spiritual psychosis, having psychosis, like, during your awakening stages also, that's like the mind playing tricks on you. This is why I always say, do what works best for you. If you like crystals, then cool. If you like to eat your vegetables, cool. If you like to be vegan, cool. But don't think that's going to be the cure all be all. Because there are some of these people out here that claim it, that do these things, and we still have issues. You guys, we come into spirituality to help us manage, to help us balance, to help us give us discipline, to help us be more positive about certain things. But it is not for you to go way all in the deep end and think it is going to be the cure all be all. No. What's another way that I thought? There's one more other way. Oh, I can even tell you in another way spiritually. I thought that, you know, just because I have all of this, like, I know about relationships and I know ways of not being toxic anymore and breaking habits, that I wasn't going to attract psychopaths anymore. Like, I was not going to attract crazy motherfuckers anymore. Couldn't be further from the fucking truth. And I'm not going to sit here and say I attract them all the time. It definitely decreased. But the journey of being an empath, you're going to attract broken people. And I hate that term, broken people, because some people would think that I'm broken. And that's not it. It's just the cards that we was dealt. Some of us was really just born with life paths that are more, I don't want to use certain words, I'm trying to be careful with my words, that are more challenging than others. Some of us was just really born with more challenging life paths than others. And especially because I'm a life path number one. So, which represents like being the leader, being in control, things of that nature. So my life is just naturally more challenging to the next person. So the reason why I can handle, you know what I mean, like five kids, being a single mom, why it comes to me so easily is because, you know what I mean, like I come from a challenging background. But I am so thankful for that trauma, because had I not, and getting the help that I need now, thanks to AKA my therapist and my support team, I wouldn't be able to show up and be the mother that I am, which is, I'm trying to be a better, like, the goal is to be a better parent than what you were given, than the parents that you have or the family that you have. It's just to be better. None of us is 100% perfect. None of us. Not physically, not emotionally, not mentally. Like, all we're out here trying to do is just be better for the next generation. That's it. So I just wanted to get on here and kind of like drop all of that. I really broke that down as quickly as possible. But please be mindful, you guys, of the where you are receiving your content from, whether it's throughout social media, rather it's on YouTube, rather you following somebody on Patreon. Do not allow them to lead you in psychosis. Understand, you can research something to death and go down rabbit holes, but the point of it all is you ain't supposed to stay in the motherfucking rabbit hole. You're supposed to go in the rabbit hole, get the knowledge and the information that you need, and bring it back into reality. You're supposed to balance this stuff into reality. Okay? Okay. So, I'm so proud of myself. I really did all this talk like really quickly. And I know I mentioned a lot of these topics, being ADHD, being neurodivergent, autism, all of these things metaphysically have a spiritual root. Okay. It does not mean that anything is wrong with you. Everyone's life path is different. Just like fat people are supposed to be here. Skinny people are supposed to be here. Like, you guys, there's a balance. For every good person, there's a bad person. And I know some people don't like the term, like, it is what it is. But, I mean, as above, so below. As within, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's balance here, people. Like, there's not going to be mess and mayhem in this world if there was not really some good people here to get rid of it. Like, if it was all good people, I don't even think then it would be all good people, because then you still have certain characteristics like envy, trait. So like you could have a good person, but that good person could be envious or jealous of someone who is 10 times gooder or better than them. So just have an overall understanding that when you come into this journey, like, I don't ever think there's going to be a one all beat all. I think it's just a matter of what works for you and the routine that you establish. Last one. Some people want to escape and go off the grid. That is another one. And I'm not knocking anybody who wants to go off the grid, because I've been close to doing it a couple times. And I really feel like the balance that I have with that is moving to the state that I live in. Right. And just knowing, you know, this is closest to living off the grid as it's going to get for me. Like, living in the state of Colorado is as closest to living off the grid as it's going to get for me. I am literally 15 minutes away from mountains and mountains and mountains and mountains. I can look out my window and I can just see all the mountains, and I can see the little houses that people live in. Like, this is as close as living off the grid as it's going to get for me. But although I have an understanding that other people want to live off the grid, but yet and still, they interact on social media. So to me, even living off the grid to a certain degree, to act like no other person in this world exists, is like a level of psychosis. Although I understand it. Okay. So again, y'all, I know this is kind of like all over the place, but I just had like a random download. I had to get it out. I had to record it. And I'm glad that I did. And again, this is topics I just lightly touched on. But just so you know, to my listeners, you know, these are some future topics I want to further break down. I would love to hear more from my listeners. Like, if there's anything you guys want to hear me further discuss or explain, or there's something you need an understanding on, I may not know everything, but maybe I could be some sort of direction or guidance for you. Please do reach out to my email, serenebluesevenblue@gmail.com. If not, you can always follow my Instagram page, MamaSerenBlue7, as well as that is my name on TikTok. You can find me there. Yeah. So, like I said, I know I just dropped a lot, but for those that get it, they get it. And for those who don't, this is the opportunity for you to learn. You know, at this point, I just want to learn and grow and just continue to be balanced, continue to stabilize my Gemini mind. You know, because I believe like that's what's most important, is just knowing that none of us can live forever. None of us can live forever. And that means physically in this body, in this Merkaba. And although we transition and we can come back, like, just understand you got one time to be this person. You don't know what you're going to be in the next life. You can come back as a butterfly. You can come back as a cat. You can come back, you know what I mean? You can just come back and be a tree. You never know. But the thing is you want to heal as much as possible, but at the same time, balance. And just know that this is a lifelong journey. That is another thing with spiritual psychosis. When people be like, I'm healed, I believe you will always be in a state of healing. I don't think anyone is 100% healed. Like, I don't believe anyone leaves this earth 100% healed. Because some of us may die or be unalived in pain. So just always know everyone is always in a state of healing, but they're at a different level of healing. And then there are those who just never come into this realm and they stay asleep mentally, if you get what I'm saying, and they stay in robotic mode. And that's cool too. Like, everyone plays a part. So don't let no levels of psychosis, whether it's spiritually or consciously, fuck you up in the game. Because that's how in reality fuck shit happen, and you find yourself in positions you can't get yourself out of. And I definitely have gotten myself caught up in certain positions where I was like, oh no, I can get out of this. No, you can't. You have to come with terms that no matter how much you may know, like, you're still in the 3D. You are still human. Yes, there's more to you and it's more than flesh, and I get that. But understand, you still not leaving this motherfucker until it's your time to go. Okay? Okay. So I'm really out this time. Appreciate y'all. Like I said, you know how to find me. You know how to get in touch with me. And until next episode, peace.